each other.
that's what we do. Okay, go ahead.
It is going.
Go ahead.
Welcome back to the 20%.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 20%. What's up, dogs?
What up? All right, three of us are back in the studio. It's been 2 weeks. We definitely haven't restarted and are talking about this again.
This definitely isn't cut two or three. Anyway, Lacey, you're back.
Where'd you go? Tell us about your trip.
I went to Oregon.
I want to know everything.
With the uncles.
No way.
Yeah, it was a really good vacation on the ocean. So lots of critters, lots of good views.
Cannon Beach.
That place seaside.
Yeah. Holy shit, that place is breathtaking.
I loved it. We stayed in Rockaway Beach, which is really pretty and like 20 minutes outside. Had a good seafood. We tried to find the best fish and chips there is.
Fish and chips, that's
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But did you guys get to stop at Voodoo Donuts?
No, we didn't go through Portland.
That was probably like a little bit away from you.
I did discover the 101 though. I drove down it basically through most of like, well, for through part of Washington and like a good chunk of Oregon. And I would love to do like a road trip down the entire like 101 from the top of Washington down. Just like along the coast the whole way. It's gorgeous.
I did something similar to that like a couple years back. I was in California in Malibu. And I rented a car from Thousand Oaks. And it was like on the PCH.
Nice.
Which is just the highway that runs along the whole coast of California. It was on my birthday. It was my 23rd birthday, I think. And I just rented a car. And drove from Malibu down to like San Diego by myself. It was like just beautiful, sunny, 90 degrees, windows down. Like just, it was an awesome birthday.
Yeah, I just love, the ocean. It was good.
Yeah, we went and saw the ocean this weekend too. It was pretty dope. It was like the Gulf of Som on the map. I don't know. But
what are you talking about?
We went to San Juan Island. We went to Friday Harbor, which is on San Juan Island, and we got to see lots of the ocean. It was cool. but yeah, my aunt and uncle just like gave us the keys and let us stay there for a little bit. And I guess my like uncle, he like built it when he was like 17, like with his dad, and it was pretty sweet in like the 70s. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Wait, so I
it's
know
a really nice cabin.
No, it was literally beautiful.
I know you guys did some recreational drugs.
We did some recreational work out there.
On the trip.
You can just say.
It was freelance work.
literally, night one, we did Molly and watched Cat in the Fucking Hat, dude. I'm not even lying. Like,
it freaked Ryan out. Ryan got scared, and he was like, dude, change it. The CGI face is killing me. No, like Mike Myers' face in a Cat in the Hat suit is horrible. It's like the worst.
The CGI is so bad. And I was like starting to peek on the Molly, and I was like looking at this weird cat face talking to me, and I was like, turn it off. I can't do it. But yeah, fuck that. It's an hour and a half drive up north to get to Anacortes to then take a 2-hour plus ferry to this island. And you know, island's beautiful.
Okay, so the cabin was great, but the people on San Juan Island and Friday Harbor, like in the town, sticks inside of
y'all
their
freaks. The
backwoods folks.
I wish backwoods people at least like are funny. Like they got like country humor and like whatever. They got twang to them.
Oh, it's done.
Probably.
Oh, but yeah, these are the most boring, whitest,
like I mean,
cookie
like the
cutter people I've ever come.
The average citizen of that town is like between 50 and 80. Like
I don't. There are still weird younger people. Yeah. Everyone, something's in the water.
They were all like angry like all the time. You can't take mushrooms and like just go out in public. They get mad at you, and it just didn't go well.
They sound like real boring, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's like you can walk to everything on the island. the only shops that are on the island are like essential places. Like, there's one grocery store, there's one gas station, there's one car dealer, there's just like just one of every standard shop you would put in a little town that you would need to function.
It was just like the Twilight Zone just being there. Like I don't know, you just like talk to one person and I feel like you would just get sucked in. And like we talked to one dude like as soon as we got there, like at the grocery store, and he's like, yeah, I've been living here for 7 years, I feel trapped. And like another cashier that I talked to like the next day was like, yeah, I feel trapped here. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, this You're is... like, do you need help? Yeah. What can I do? Is it because the ferry's too expensive?
Wink twice at me. And actually, what is your Snapchat?
No. And like, that's the thing though. Like, that's what it felt like. Like, these people, I feel like because they're isolated on this island, there's not a whole lot of like human interaction, maybe. I'm not really sure what's going on. Okay.
So we take mushrooms.
We did Molly the first night. And then we woke up and we ate mushrooms. Oh my! And it was like we were figuring out like how to eat them, and we came up with tacos.
Oh.
We got like two tortilla chips, like a little sandwich, and then put
tacos. So it's like nachos, like beef nachos.
Yeah.
Beef nachos and tacos are very different.
Okay, so we heard that there were like drug dogs on the ferry, and shout out to Washington State Ferries. You buy followers. The Washington State Ferries,
their Twitter account. I was like looking on their Twitter and we were on the ferry and it said they had 30,000 followers and I started looking at their tweets to get like one like, three likes. And I tweeted them. I was like, why are you buying followers for your stupid ferry account? Like, why? What are you doing?
35,000? Yeah.
Or I think it was 30, whatever. But yeah, this fucking island, we did the mushrooms with the nachos, tacos, mm-hmm. we ate, and it worked great. We didn't, like, hardly taste it.
Oh, that's good.
And we're like, all right, let's drive into town. Like, they weren't hitting yet, like, mm-hmm. and as we're, like, on our drive, we could just, like, both start to feel it, like, pretty heavy.
Like, as soon as we get in the car, like, actually.
It knew.
Oh.
Yeah, like the mushrooms knew. Like,
we're driving into town, dude, and like it's so hard to explain. Like, how I don't know how you felt, but like
it was like eerie, but like,
well, the town's eerie, but the mushrooms themselves, like it was like for me, it was like so euphoric. Like, mm-hmm. I would have loved to take.
And we were coming down from Molly, so I don't know if that had anything to do.
Maybe it was like jacked. I don't know.
Was it like all foggy and rainy over there too? Like, was there like a mood to it out there?
A little bit, but yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that weird. But we pull into town and it's just like we go into this like little art gallery thing they had, and like I kept wanting to buy like all this stupid art. I'm like, dude, look at it. Like, oh, Cyrus had to be like, dude, that's $300. Like, don't do this. Like.
Please. Typical like daddy Cyrus, like just has to be like, Ryan, no.
Stop it.
And we just kept popping in and out of shops and like,
and just I don't know if it's like what we were, what the way that we're dressed, like we just bought, I don't know, I'm wearing a new jacket, what I don't know what you guys' problem is. But like they're like in, they're staring at us everywhere we go, mm-hmm. and someone commented and said that you bought a lighter.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Put a pin in the mushroom right now. Okay, this is the first clue. Just the first clue I'm gonna give you guys as to how weird these fucking people are. I go into the fucking gas station to get a lighter, and it's like these tiny, or it was a tiny Bic one.
Yeah.
And there was different colors. And the lady was like, what color? I was like, surprise me. And she hands me, she picks a black one. She goes, city boys get black.
What a dick.
One, I don't know what it is I'm wearing or doing. That,
yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Like,
you had city boy written right all over your forehead.
I remember Cyrus like standing outside the gas station. I come out like, dude, no, like, do it again. Like, being weird. Like, I just like, I was getting so fed up, dude. Like, it was just pushing me. Anytime you try to make a joke with someone, like, they were not having it. Like, but anyway, we're like tripping balls.
City
dude.
Boys the mushrooms got are, mad like, really cooties. Hitting,
and then I park. And it's a 2-hour parking spot. And I don't know what was going on outside when we went into, like, we went to, like, one store.
Mm-hmm.
Or we went to, like, a couple stores, and then we went into this restaurant, Blue Water Cafe. Fuck you.
I think it was Blue Water Grill.
Some shit. Yeah, Blue Water mm-hmm. Grill.
Explain the 2-hour.
On Friday Harbor. And we parked there, and then we, like, went out to eat. And, like, eating was, like, weird. Like, the waitress was, like, was not polite. And we were kind of being assholes. That's when we FaceTimed you.
Yeah,
we don't know. Like, the first waitress, like, we don't really remember. I don't remember particularly, like, how I was acting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure it was pretty off the wall. So, maybe.
Oh, no, it was when I was, like, where do we go? And you just, like, went in and, like, sat awkwardly in between two people. And like, we didn't even check in. And you just, like, you're like, I got this. And you just, like, go sit down in front of, like, two random people. Like, it's hella tight squeeze. And, like, into this corner. And you like, cross your legs. And you're like, he has his mask on. And he's like, good evening. You say it exactly like that, like, so obviously like, being retarded. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna stand here until like a hostess comes, and a hostess like never comes. And I'm like, I start panicking. I'm like, I just want to sit. Like, I just want to sit. Our name's not even down. Like, we can't do this right now.
And meanwhile, we're having this conversation. I went and sat down next to these two people waiting on the booth, and he's still standing like near the front, like standing up. We're having this like conversation. Yeah. He's like, he was like trying to talk quiet. Like, I just want to sit. Like. And then I was like, come here. And then he awkwardly sits down next to this old guy.
Yeah, so like the space is like this tight. Like I'm like an old man's like right here, and I sit down and I like sit near this old man's book. He's wearing like a hat. He's like a cartoony old man that plays chess in the park sometimes.
Like a top hat?
Yeah, nah, well, I don't know, like a fedora maybe, but I don't know. But right. I sit down. He has like a book, and he's like reading something else, and he reads a lot, I guess, and that's cool. But I like sit down near it, and then he like moves it, but it like moves it kind of like passive aggressively. He didn't like jerk it, but like there was mm-hmm. like a little bit of like sass attitude, to it. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he just like didn't look or do anything. I was like, and I like made him like respond. I was like, you're gonna respond to this. I was like, I apologize. I harass him. I'm like screaming at
he's
this
like,
old man.
I apologize.
That's the second time. He's like, it's okay.
Oh my god.
No, it was just like, dude, we were just sitting there losing it, like just like sitting in this packed restaurant.
I just feel like this should be like a bit or something. Like this is
it was real life. Yeah.
Like into them, like you guys are probably just the ones just being so fucking
weird. Oh my
weird
god, dude.
And, like...
That's the thing. I can't remember. Like I think my brain was just so rushed with serotonin. Like there was nothing else to focus on besides just like being happy. Like
how many shrooms did you eat?
So before we went into town, it was probably like less than an eighth each. Like it was like one full like pretty big mushroom each probably.
Nice.
And then when we got back, we ate the rest, and then it just kind of, we were like gonna record out there like on mushrooms, mm-hmm. and then like we got back to the cabin, and we were just like, I need to sit down and just think for like a 30 hours.
Yeah. Oh man,
it like sucked the life out of us. But like back to like the restaurant, we like sit down, right?
Mm-hmm.
The waitress like off the bat like just total bitch vibe. Like I mind you might be mm-hmm. from the weirdness in the lobby. I don't know. But she seats us and we're looking at the menu and she comes back And Cyrus, like, had been talking, like, the whole time, so he never looked at the menu. And the waitress is like, what were you having to drink? And he goes, I want a Budweiser Heineken.
Either Budweiser or Heineken. Beer. Just give me a beer. And she's like, do you want a Budweiser or a Heineken? I was like, Budweiser. And I was like, I mean a Heineken. Give me a Heineken. I don't regret getting a Heineken, though. It was good.
It was just like the most
panicked. Yeah, it was so like paranoid. Like, this is the worst.
Wait, so what happened with the 2-hour parking spot?
Oh, and then we get back to the car. And we get inside of the car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the doors are closed, and he puts the keys in the ignition. And then this old man looks over, this older old man, mm-hmm. he looks over at us, and then he walks in between our car and this post sign. He says, he points at the sign. He's like, hey. Mm-hmm. Look at the sign.
And mm-hmm.
The window was like cracking, and you're like, huh? he's like, to this old man.
I was just like, huh?
And the old man like really didn't want to come near us. And then he's like reluctantly comes all the way to the window. He's like, you guys are past your 2 hours.
He's all, I say you're every hour of every day.
And then Ryan, like, you always get way too polite when you're high. And I I don't know, it's concerning. You're like, okay. You literally, okay, I'm sorry, we're leaving. Oh, sorry.
And it was like just like such a soft voice too. Like, oh my, like, I'm so sorry.
I was like sitting there thinking, like, did you watch us like when we parked here? You've been sitting here for 2 hours.
There's nothing like, that's how big the island is. You can just see.
There's
us.
Like a row of other parking
spots. There's not enough
spots.
Room for your 97 Explorer. I don't know.
He could tell you guys were city boys. City boys think they can get away with anything.
No, and we're sitting at the table in the restaurant, and we're in there for like a minute, and Cyrus starts like sitting there, and he's just like, oh, this place is boring me. Like, he just starts like yelling, like, this is boring. Like, I was like,
I was getting mad. It was a boring place to be. I was like, I came here to have fun. Like, this is not fun at all.
So we just like started yelling, like,
it's just, like, I'm tripping balls. I'm like in this dirty, like, empty bar. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
And then, we just, like, started going into, like, the craft store, and, like, I started doing this thing, like I would, like...
Oh, yeah, we went into, like, 5 or 6 shops, like, and you just picked up this habit, I don't know.
I would just, like, most of the elderly people, like, they would, like, have their cart near me,
mm-hmm.
and I would just, like, look at them and go, like,
I felt invincible because you had your mask on or something, but, like...
I would just, like, stand, like, so, like, weirdly in front of people, and just, like,
what in the world? Can you imagine? You're just going about your day, like, minding your own business.
You'd just be looking at him, like, really hard for like way too long at like one particular person, like each time like make eye contact. God. And like force them to like get in their bubble and just be like, ha ha. I fooled you.
Oh,
I don't
my
know
gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was like, what's going on? I don't know. And then I just like started like creeping like behind like crouching down and like hiding in like aisles. It was just
of this craft store.
It was just so overwhelming.
And then we were in this one grocery store. They have like this upstairs like sportswear area. They sell like outdoors clothes and shit, and I was up there, and I remember I had this like debate with Cyrus over like it was like this like one of those kiddie basketball or like, a frisbee. It was a frisbee.
He was in dire need for this frisbee. He's like, Cyrus, can we get it? I was like, it's $10, dude. I don't. I if you, it's raining.
And it like,
it's
like it,
raining.
And it, I was like, dude, it has like, look at it had lights on it. And I was like, dude, yeah, no, like, dude, like, I was like, dude, please, like,
no, you're like so like, desperate for it. You like,
as if like I just couldn't.
It was completely up to me. Yeah,
like I needed permission for this $10.
I was like, I don't know, dude. If you want,
and I just like,
you're like, do you think we'd play it though? I was like, I don't know. It's raining. It's like really windy at the cabin. Like. We live by water, huh?
And I just like I looked and I was like, and I like put it back so dejectedly, like it's just like my dog died or something.
But it was like for us like a solid 5 minutes. You were like in need for this frisbee.
Why didn't you let him, Cyrus?
I was like, go ahead. I don't know, get it if you want.
And then there was like this wine and cider bar place, and I was like, oh, let's go do it. Like, and I walk in there, and Cyrus is like kind of behind me, and he's just like he's standing there, like we're waiting for someone to come greet us, and he just like starts like getting loud, and he was just like, oh, there's nowhere to sit in here. Like,
oh, no.
He's like, where are we gonna sit? All I want to do is sit. And then he started leaving. I was still standing there, and I started yelling. I was like, come back. Like, and then he yells. He's like, I don't want to do this. And like all these people were just staring. Yeah. And he's like, there's nowhere to sit. I don't want to do this.
It was one of those places where you, like, I don't know, you go in, and she was like having a conversation with like this newly married couple or some shit, like a couple on vacation. Mm-hmm. And like,
girl, she's
like,
never gonna notice us.
And there's like another couple like on vacation, and then it's just like us. I was like, I don't want to go do this. I don't want to do this. We're not a gay couple. Like, I'm not your boyfriend.
Wow.
There's like this what store, the fishing one where the
They had a bunch of like fishing stuff and like,
yeah, there's like, yeah, I don't know, this like one shop had like this fishing area.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like this dad with like his elderly mom with him or whatever, and he was like talking about fishing, and you could tell he's like a fisherman, and I was like standing right next to him, and actually like, I was like talking to Cyrus, and I was like, dude, because the guy had just talked about like how he caught like this big like fish or something. And then I was like, dude, Cyrus, like, did you know, like, my dad, like, me and him caught this 45-foot sea urchin, like, because I'm bisexual.
Oh, no.
I just, like, I was, like, saying really loud. I was like, I'm bisexual. And, like, I have no idea, like.
You want to give any context on that?
Like, I don't know.
That's how they knew you were.
It was just like
boys.
It's this inside joke, like with me and Cyrus. And
okay, we know this guy that is bisexual that just constantly hints around that he's bisexual, and like we understand that you told us, you know, but like. I don't know. We know.
It was just this joke, and I just started like yelling it, like, bus. And then we're like, I'd be like, do you not know who I am? I'm bisexual.
Like, it's like a full name.
It was so fucking stupid.
By Walter Sexual.
And then we were tripping, and the guy that we saw at the grocery store the day before when we shopped, we saw him like out. We're like, oh my god, dude, like that's our guy. And we had this like realization, like, holy shit, this is truly one of those places where like you see everyone over and over again, and like.
And then we saw like this
and
like,
then is that when you guys like, were like, we're trapped?
Yeah, kind of like we saw this dude in this fisherman's hat, mm-hmm. and like this vest, and he's just like the most cartoony, like
guy was super tall, but we saw him like four different times when we were out and about. We're like, dude, what is this guy doing?
And he had a very distinct outfit too.
He's just walking around town in his fishing gear.
Yeah, it was so weird.
We're just like, huh? Like, what are you hiding? Like, no, that place is whack. And then trying to get off the island.
Okay, so I was like, okay, so
I don't know who
news.
Designed this shit, but this is dumb.
Washington State Ferries, fuck you. So we get there at like 4 for the 4:30 boat, and I was like, "Dude, we got plenty of time." Ryan was like, "No, we totally got time to like sit down and like eat somewhere." I was like, "No, we don't." I was starving. I was like, "Yeah, I do need food, but like I need to go park like right now though." So like, you handle this. He's like, "No, dude, we're good." I was like, "Okay." I order the food and I was like, "I gotta fucking go." Okay, so I go, and I go to where we're supposed to park, mm-hmm. and the dude's like. Like super like fuck you-ish, like oh. douchebag, like I fucking hate you for some reason, even though I have no idea who you are. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's like, yeah, you're gonna have to like either make the 750 or the 9. So
in fact, we were not good. I underestimated the essence of time per se. And it wasn't the full reason we missed the ferry. It was 80% of the reason.
What was the other 20?
We woke up pretty late. Because after Friday night and Saturday night of just drugging out, like, I felt like the soul left my body Sunday morning. Like,
oh, at one point, like, okay, so our first night, like, we just, like, do a little bit of Molly. And then I'm, like, chilling. And I'm like... All right, yeah, I'm really tired. Yeah, I'm about to, like, you know, curl up, you know, deuce out. It's, like, 11, something like that. And then Ryan's, like, sitting up, and I'm like, yeah, I think I got to deuce out, man. He's like, Cyrus. I was like, what, man? He's like, do more drugs.
And I start yelling at him. I was like, do more drugs. Like, let's go.
And did it work? Yeah. Did your peer pressure work?
We
did the rest of the Molly. And then that's where the tacos came from, because we heard there were like drug dogs or something on the mm-hmm. ferry possibly that could happen. So we got paranoid, and I put them in a bag of cheese, and like Mexican style.
That's good.
So we had that, and then we had ground beef, and then. Some tortilla chips for the mushrooms. And the mushrooms, they were specially smuggled. So we had them, like, in this baggie. And then I put them in, like, a big thing of cilantro. Like, really old cilantro.
Yeah. Like when you buy it out of the produce and it comes, like, all fluffy, not cut mm-hmm. yet. And we make, an actual salad. And hide the mushrooms in this salad because it literally looked like a real salad. He took lunch meat and shredded it up, put it on top. Like, it looked like a fucking salad, like a real deal. But there was no drug. Like, there was no, we could have been holding it in the open. Like, no, like, there was
outside
no.
Outside the window.
Like, there is no drug. There is no search of anything. Like,
we were getting on the island, we were like, thanks for not finding the drugs.
Like at the attendants, we're like, yeah, you idiots. Like,
you're so totally fooled you.
You're so stupid. You don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, the late ferry, dude. So. We have to try for the 750 ferry or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they put you in this parking lot that's like numbered from like 1 to 10 in rows. Mm-hmm. And you park in these rows, and it's like these big this parking bay. And everyone was like in the lined up in rows. And you're just like sitting there chilling because like the ferries haven't been on schedule. They've been like an hour or two late. And like, so you just wait around a lot because you can't lose your spot. And then with COVID and shit, like, there's been less and less ferries coming and going. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're just, like, waiting in this ferry line for, like, 2 hours. We're just, like, I was, like, what the fuck?
We were there for
six total. But the first, this first phase, yeah, I was, like, dude, what the fuck? We're sitting here a while. And then they made an announcement to be back at your cars at 7:50.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to this brewery. Okay. This is another example of these weird ass people.
Mm-hmm. It was nice because it was right nice. Around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we walked to the brewery. Our waiter was a fucking cock. He was like this young douche And he he had these like Nike high tops and like short jeans, and like he came to the table. He's like what do you want like beer or like it was like weren't even complete sentences. Like he could not like give a single fuck, like, and it was just awful. He never came to check. Like he was so short, and I was like, dude, what is up with the service? Like the first one I get, we were probably idiots. But we were relatively, we were sober at that point for this time, so we weren't sure. And I left a note on the receipt, and I just wrote meanie with a frowny face.
Did you dip him?
The card back, so Ryan was like, I got this. He takes like the receipt with the card.
And he paid.
Yeah, I paid. And he's like, no, I got this. Ryan tips $2 and then signs it. Ryan's old friend, like,
I signed it.
John Piper.
I signed it as one of my friend's names. Like, I just wrote, well, he was a cock. Like, I don't like tipping that low, but like, he didn't try at all. And so I wrote meanie and tipped him $2 and signed it with like someone else's name. And then, okay, we get back to the fucking ferry, 7:50, and we're still just sitting there with our thumbs up our asses. No one's moving. No one's doing anything. So we're like, all right, like, whatever. So we start rolling some blunts and going on walks, and like that was so fun.
Did you miss your ferry?
No.
No, we had
some shenanigans.
We didn't even make the 7:51. We just had to wait all the way till the 9.
Yeah.
And then that didn't even go till 10.
Yeah.
We didn't even get on the ferry till like 10 something.
Dang.
But yeah, we smoked these blunts and we ran around, did these stupid shenanigans, and then came back to the car, and we're still not moving. Like, And Cyrus is like, dude, like let's like play some like funny music over the radio, because everyone's just sitting here with their windows down.
Wait, oh, yeah. Are you allowed to start your car?
No, but I just like started my battery real quick.
Oh.
And I just put it on for like a second. I was just so bored, and we were just sitting there, and like I think you were rolling another blunt, and yeah, I throw on Cotton Eye Joe real, real loud. I just like blast that shit.
Oh my gosh!
And then it evolved into Britney Spears.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, that beginning of the song.
I just rewinded it.
No,
just that, dude. It was so quiet and so loud. It was just, it's Britney, bitch. And then you heard one distant guy laugh.
Like it was like a masterpiece for me. Like it was like so fulfilling, like to just come up with that and just like do that, like to random people. It was so nice. And then like there was Avril Lavigne's, like, oh, yeah,
we're
complicated.
We're Blair and Avril Lavigne.
Honestly, like, this playlist sounds fire. I'd be down with it.
Anyway, we finally start moving, and we were smoking a blunt while we're driving to the other side of the island, and we're at this light, and this kid in a minivan beside us that looked maybe 18.
We were getting out of the parking lot, and we were still, like, moving super slow, and I'm blasting Fireflies. Like, you would not believe your eyes.
Banger.
We were just fucking blasting it, and like this 18-year-old's like looking over at us. He's like, "Hey, like, cool." Like, I purposely like pulled up next to him, sup, from the hood.
We act like we're going so hard to Fireflies, like just like banging our heads and shit, and we're smoking this blunt. And Cyrus's like, "Dude, pass it to him." So I hold out the blunt, and the kid rolls down his window, and he's like, "Yeah." And he took a rip of the blunt and passed it back. It
That's
was like
dope.
It was the only cool connection we made with someone on that island, and it was a cool moment.
Yeah, and it was as we were leaving, and and that same blunt, like, as to end Friday Harbor, the cabin was so fucking nice. My aunt and uncle are so dope for that. But we were headed out, and the blunt's almost out. We're like, there's a quarter of it left.
Yeah, you guys smoke it down.
Yeah, we do. You gotta smoke it till you burn your fingers, or you're not
or
even smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little bitch.
Britney, bitch.
Exactly. But there's like a quarter left, and I was like, I was like, all right, here you go. And then Ryan's like, we need to put it out. I was like, no, what are you talking about? Like, there's open air. What are you talking about? You know?
Like, it's just no big deal.
We're outside. I mean, like, you know, it's open. Like, you could fall out into the ocean if you weren't careful. So, like, you know, I could smoke a blunt, you know. You can't. So we were just parking there, and the windows were open, and I'm drinking a beer.
we're
parked for 2 hours, dude. Like,
the car's parked, it's off, we're chilling.
Yeah,
on the
keys are in my pocket. Yeah. Like, calm down, everyone. And and then all of a sudden, like, someone yells, there's a quarter of it left, and some dude yells, "No smoking marijuana on the vessel."
This guy was going berserk, and like, we were pretty baked, and no, and like,
you can't smoke a blunt, like,
that was like blunt. Yeah, like two blunts deep, and this guy's just screaming at us.
No.
and my heart like sank. Like, I was laughing, but I also thought I was so fucked. Like, I was like, dude, we're gonna get.
I don't need shit on my record again.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was so terrified. I was like, dude, we're gonna get fucking thrown off. Like,
was that all that happened though? Just someone yelled?
Well, yeah, that some attendant guy yelled, and we kept hearing people around us talking about it, and we were like leaned back.
I was like, me personally, I was so stoned. Like, I leaned back and like I just like closed my eyes a little bit. And I was just like, ah, good to be parked, you know? It's good.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, and like, yeah, the guys were like standing outside of my car for like a little bit. I heard like marijuana like in a faint distance, like that's all I heard. But like, they were it wasn't like a happy tone.
Marijuana.
But yeah, so we put it out. Like,
yeah, we put it out, but people hated us, like, from the blaring the music and then the like, dude, like, everyone was probably so sick of our shit on that island, dude. Like, and nobody. Was having any of it, like,
oh,
like,
no.
Dude, like, I don't want to go back there for a long ass time.
They hated it.
Yeah, and then like,
no, if I like, next time I do go there, I'm just like getting shit here, get groceries here first.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
so expensive.
Everything, just like at the gas station, at the grocery store, like, they don't have any major stores, because I mean, I'm sure it's like so hard to get to it.
It's like,
but,
Hawaii,
like,
everything's got to be like imported in.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, it's all expensive.
I would just like stay at the cabin the entire time and just not go to town. Like,
it sounds dope.
Time. Yeah. Dope. I would go to town like ripped out of my mind though. Like,
no, I definitely want
to terrorize the people. So
yeah. Like,
it's us again.
And then Ryan harassed another old man.
Allegedly.
Over the phone.
Allegedly.
We were walking through town and they had this like community bulletin board, and dude, okay, so we're in our peak, like, it's just tripping, and on the mushrooms, and on this message board, this guy left a phone number and it said Apple Presser. And I was like, yeah, like, sorry, it's like, dude, you have to call it, like. And so I call the guy, and he's like, hello? And I was like, and I did that thing. I was like, oh, and the guy just, like, wasn't saying anything. I was like, ha-ha, you're the guy at the Apple Presser. And he's like, yes, I am. I was like, oh. I was like, I got so many apples. Like, and I was like, I'm coming tomorrow. Like, and then I was like, me and my associates will be there. And this guy's like, okay. And I was like, aha. And then he kind of did it back. He's like, aha. Like, he had no idea what was going on. It was so,
oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
He's like, man, I didn't know these teens still did prank calls.
Yeah. I was like, tomorrow at noon. He was like, haha, tomorrow at noon. He's like, okay, tomorrow at noon.
And then I, like, there's like this little like shopping mall thing, had like a couple stores in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like sitting in the middle of it, and people would walk by. It was like 11 a.m. and I would just be like in a really like low voice, I'd be like, good evening. Good evening.
I had no control at all. Like, all my trolliness and like stupidity just poured out.
Oh man, that sounds hilarious though. Yeah. I'm like, I think they hated you because they ain't did you.
Yeah, they ain't you, so they hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just saw you're having a good time.
It was a pretty good time. It was nice, but yeah, just the cabin. Just the cabin.
Yeah.
But yeah, we gotta all do some shit. I want to go to
Vegas so bad.
Okay, Vegas. But but what I wanna do, like realistically, soon, pumpkin patch and fucking
yes.
Pumpkin carving.
Yes, I definitely want to do that. A 20% pumpkin carving contest.
Yeah.
I think it could be good.
Dude, you guys are going to get fucking spanked by my pumpkin.
Whoa. Your pumpkin's a freak.
My pumpkin's going to spank your fucking pumpkin.
That's pretty spooky.
We don't kink shame. It'd be good. I'm ready for spooky season.
I always love those.
Are you on heroin?
No.
Shut up.
The fucking the haunted attractions, those things are always dope. Haunted houses and shit where they like the ones where like they can actually grab you and stuff like it. I love that shit.
Oh my gosh.
I love that shit.
By the time I went to that haunted house on it's in like southern or south Seattle area at like the Georgetown Morgue or something like that.
That one's a good one.
Yeah, I literally like it's a good thing it ended when it did because I felt like I was literally gonna faint and then all of a sudden it was over and I was like, oh, thank God, because you have to like go through what like this squeezy wall,
like a haunted house like walkthrough thing. Like you walk through and people jump out and like there's scary scenes and like they
weird lights and
that's not gonna be allowed this year, huh?
I know. Well, some places it is, but some
one?
Yeah.
I want the number 7. Not that scary though. Do a light on the scare.
But I'm just like wondering how is that gonna work?
Light on the scare.
Go light on the scare, please. No more.
If you're in your car, like driving through, like say someone like jumps in front of you and you get scared and you slam on the gas, like won't you hit them? How are they gonna do this?
Or maybe it's on a moving track. Maybe the car sits still.
And
you have
to put it
in neutral.
Yeah.
Like
you have to put your car
sense.
In neutral. Yeah.
But still, that'd be a big car moving track.
I just, I'll never forget, like, just growling at a bunch of old people.
I know. I just, like that kid, like, I feel like he, like, probably, like, showed up to wherever he was going and was like, dude, you'll never believe what happened. These guys playing Firefly.
And I don't
Firefly
fucking regret that shit. I don't.
Passed a blunt.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm very happy to act like an idiot because I'm going to be...
That made
I'm gonna be,
at least one person laugh. Though.
Yeah. I'm going to be old and in a wheelchair with, like, dementia one day, and none of this is going to matter anyway. So I'd rather go out a fucking idiot.
There we go.
Because those, like, 6 hours... I don't know if I've been happy or like that was like, I felt so good, but then Sunday morning I felt like my like they I just I was I died like it was like my I like
I just did not have it in me to get like
drugs. Yeah,
sounds like good trips.
I went to the gym this morning because I'm ripped and jacked. Sorry to look exactly like Terry Crews. It's my bad. Sorry. No, I'm so fucking tired. You have no idea how fucking tired I am. I have to wake up at 5 in the morning. Like, I have to be out the door at 5 in the morning.
You got this.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, I'm gonna do cocaine. I got a raise, though.
Yay!
So.
Woo!
Hell yeah. How do you feel about it? Was it a good, like...
I don't know, 4 months and a dollar raise.
A dollar's like that adds up quick, though. I got you a
dollar.
Sadly, a dollar's pretty good. Like,
well, I know. Mean, like that, it's an extra $160 a month, like just full time. So
nice.
So that's like my car insurance. So yeah. I guess. So it takes away the imaginary money. So the new imaginary money is the new barely real money is going to get the real imaginary money. There you go.
Mm-hmm. The rest goes to Uncle
No, fuck
Sam.
Car insurance, man. Like, I hate car insurance.
It's $150.
Like. $160.
And mine's $162.
Too much. I just don't understand. Like, if I break your bumper, I'll buy you a new bumper. Like, I don't get it.
You're done. I had a random thought today about jury duty. Would you?
It wasn't a random thought. It was a thought from The Office.
Yeah, they said. What was the? Jim had jury duty, and I was like, "Yo, dude, jury duty would be dope." Would you?
If you got put on like a big trial with a big good one. Story.
No, this is
just a trial with a good story.
I would no, like if as long as it's like a minor thing, like I would love to because you have to be unanimous.
Havoc.
Yeah, it's like be like if it's so like obvious one way, just like yo, but like I'm not buying it, dude. Like
he has innocent eyes.
Yeah, you think that face did that, like. And then you just
I know there's video, but
just troll the shit out of them. But then they pay for your lunch every day.
Wow.
So
you get to troll for free lunch.
I'm waiting for my jury duty papers. Like I haven't got. I feel like they're coming.
Give me some jury duty.
I want it so bad.
Come on, give me some jury duty.
Just to like and be like talk to the other like the jurors and be like, yo, you heard this rumor, and it's like, yeah, like. I made up the rumor, but did you hear it? Like, I don't know. I think that'd be. So what the fuck? Yeah, just give me something.
Yeah.
Something. Just give me.
It's too bad
give
you can't
some...
just like volunteer as tribute. Like you walk
yeah.
in and you're like.
Yeah. Like.
I'm volunteer to
like,
be on the next jury
just
duty
walk
or
in
whatever.
And be like, yo, like who wants like, a sick day. I'll catch you up.
Put me in coach. Put me in coach. Put me in judge. Put me in judge. Yo, judge, that's a fucking fucking bang the gavel. Bang the fucking gavel.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Oh my god.
Judge makes me think of like the debates tonight. Those were so bad. Like they literally like they wouldn't. I think, and I'm biased, but Trump was way worse. Like, he just would, like, he would ask Biden a question, and then, like, Biden would, like, start trying to answer, and then he would just keep, like, yelling the question while,
yeah,
like, Biden's trying to, like, answer.
I saw a couple Twitter videos, and, like, yeah, the moderator would ask a question, mm-hmm. and one of them would start it, and then they would just start yelling at each other, and the moderator would try and, like, excuse me, like, your time, and they
yeah.
would just talk louder, and the moderator would talk louder, and then they would talk loud. Like,
it was ridiculous.
It was, like, it's hilarious as, like, a comedy skit, but, like...
I can't wait to see the skits, like, done to mock this.
Okay, so, like, Travel 20 Pod... like Canada or something.
Yeah. Canada. And then we just stay.
Like if she goes south, like you guys want to
it's
go,
cheaper
just...
to go well I guess cuz you have to travel further, but once you get south it's cheaper.
Guatemala.
Well,
20% Guatemala.
You're just picking countries willy-nilly.
That'd be sick. I don't know anything down there, but I'd be down.
Let's build a village.
I like the way it feels on the tongue. Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Who else is doing that?
I don't. Who else is going? I don't know. Guatemalans. I don't know who else is going to Guatemala. I don't know.
Do Guatemala? Like we could have. We could go to Guatemala and
Guatemala.
Guatemala. Mala.
Wait, what I say?
Hala Guatemala.
What I say?
Guatemala.
That's funny. Guatemala.
Yeah. Okay.
Continue.
No,
okay,
it just sounds weird.
We go to Guatemala and we start the first Guatemalan podcast. What do you think about that?
Probably
do they?
I don't know. I don't know anything about. Are they third world? Are they okay? I don't know. I don't know much about Guatemala now. Don't know. I don't know anything about it. I'm uncultured as shit.
There's like Guatemala. Third world parts of the United States.
I don't know.
It's true. Go to a reservation.
I don't know the way of life in Guatemala. I don't know.
Wait, is that?
You don't know shit about it either.
No, I don't.
Yeah, see, it's hard.
Is that? Yeah.
This is hard. Like
Mexico?
Yeah, is that? Yeah.
They have lots of podcast series.
I know, I told you.
They have lots of podcast series. They are totally thriving. And they don't need you, Ryan. Okay?
First of all, it's us. We're a team, this podcast.
Guatemala doesn't need us, but we need Guatemala. You can put that in the book.
Give me Guatemala.
Or give me death.
What?
I forgot the line.
What?
What line? What the fuck are you talking about? Fine. Anyway,
guys.
Are you guys ever like sore and stuff? He's like, I'm sore lately.
Yeah. I could really use some titty lotion right now.
My uncles kept teasing me, like, as soon as they, because you guys FaceTimed, or, like, well, you said the thing about the, the sponsored, or when that was first happening, and I was like, oh, yeah, and they're like, oh, like, by what, and I'm like, okay, it's gonna sound weird when I say the name, but it's like, for titty lotion, and they're like, oh, you got chafed nipples?
It's, and then when
they
were going to
buy some, they're like, well, we don't want people thinking we have chafed nipples.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
And it's eye-catching. And they got merch coming out soon, and I'm so excited for it because I'm going to be rocking that shit.
It's going to be a great conversation piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Titty lotion.
People are going to have to ask.
They're all, what are you, a bee?
But yeah, titty lotion is dope.
They have 1,000 milligrams of CBD. It's pretty dope. And like most of them have like 100 or like 150. And this is 1,000. Like it actually works. Like it actually gets into your kinks and it's a natural inflammatory. It's
ooh.
Anti-inflammatory.
I actually do like the way the bottle looks. Like it looks kind of like high end. Like just like the sleek. Because it's so simple.
Yeah, and it's not just for titties, it's for everywhere, your whole body.
Yeah. Which honestly, those lotions are the best, and yeah. I think like,
but the
as far as like CBD growing in the world, like those lotions are what like medically, like it's great.
Yeah, but that's tittylotion.com, and the discount code 25% off. The discount code is 20%, like the 20% podcast.
20% for 25% off.
Yeah, don't judge.
Can't forget it.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's like yin and yang.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds good to me.
TittyLotion.com. Use the code 20%. 25% off. Yeah, they're pretty sweet. I know. I keep telling more people about Titty Lotion.
Me too.
Like it's a conversation starter for sure.
Yeah, and it's a great way to support like a good cause because they donate a lot of proceeds and also just like a up and coming business and our podcast. It is.
Yeah. Two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Ah, I see that. Pod.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Cyrus, showed me this, the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I've never heard of it.
You've never seen that? Okay, so, like, I was a pretty weird kid, but when I was, like, 12 or 13, I was, like, obsessed with this movie, and, like, the main character, Hunter S. Thompson, and it was kind of weird, my goal, I was like, I'm gonna do every drug, I'm gonna, like
oh, it's big it's goals.
It's gonna be cool. No. Yeah, I was a weird kid, but, no, I think I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Chilling. But, yeah, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is a good movie. It's about Hunter S. Thompson and his explicit drug use, like in the 60s and 70s. And
I don't know who that guy is.
He was a very famous journalist in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and he was a writer
and a poet, I think.
But yeah, he would go out for these stories and just like be so fucked up on drugs and alcohol and like crazy drugs, not just like some simple party drugs. Like this guy would ether. He would like inject ether, which was it's an ingredient in cocaine.
Ether.
That's what it is. And it's just this guy basically loses his mind eventually and over life, but like
he did like ether, cocaine all the time. But like his actual schedule, like in real life, was like cocaine, like wake up at 3 p.m., like do coke, and then like I don't know, like drink and then chill out for a little bit. And then do more coke, and then chill out for a little
bit. Drop acid. He would drop acid and do cocaine, like, every day. And, like, he knew he was deteriorating his body and brain, but, like, he was more... He, like, wanted to, like, just push everything to the edge. And, like, he would binge out on drugs and alcohol and then just sit at a typewriter and just crank out his who he is. And, like...
It just makes you wonder, like, his thought process or, like, if... Like, you just do such hard drugs for that long, like, you almost, I would think, become afraid of, like, just the thought of, like, being in full, reality, like, or it just becomes a new type of reality.
Yeah, he just wanted the story. He just wanted to be honest and, like, but, yeah, the movie is just, like, about this one trip he has to Las Vegas and, like, with his attorney back in the day. And it's, like, just the craziest, most bizarre story because the whole time he's, like, tripping balls and losing his mind. And, like, he barely even did anything for this story. But, like, it was this long-ass movie about just different antics. And, I don't know, it's a cool movie.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of DVDs at my house. There's no cable or internet. There's okay service.
That's the best kind of cabin, though, I think. Like, where you do just kind of have to, like shut down a little bit or, like, unplug, I guess.
Interact with people or something?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm down to carve some pumpkins, though. I'm super down.
That'd be super dope. And they're really cheap right now.
Yeah. I think there's this place in Snohomish I think that place is open.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of the berry farms and stuff are open. So
you should get at it. Yeah. Yup. In the next episode, I have a friend that's going to be on the podcast.
It's about time you bring a guest to this.
Yeah. And he's going to be doing acid on the podcast.
Wow. That
sounds super cool.
Okay. That'd be something new.
Well, he may
or
may not be doing acid on the podcast. Wink, wink.
We could probably do that one, like a 2-hour one with that. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can see what's
up.
Maybe
set up some questions. Or,
yeah.
I don't
That's
know,
what
like,
saying,
would that
yeah,
fuck
I,
up
I
their
wonder
trip?
What, like, fun... Well, he's... I mean, he I guess he does it a lot. I don't know. But, like, he's a normal guy, but... I think I don't know, but what do you think about time? Like, what do you think about before and after things and stuff like that? I don't know.
Conspiracies or I don't know who. Yeah, who knows? But
could be good.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. What if he just has like a really fucking bad trip and starts panicking and like beating the shit out of us or something?
Wow.
Yeah, don't put that energy out there.
If he just has like a super bad trip, he's like, whoa.
He can tell we're paranoid now because we put that thought into our head and then he feeds off our paranoia.
Oh, no. No, he's a chill dude.
So, yes.
We hope so.
Stay tuned for the acid episode. I think that's it.
That's a wrap.
Cool. That's a wrap. Thanks, Mix-a-Lot.
Nobody knows what that means.
None of that go out. Yeah, none of that went out. Anyway, thanks, Mix-a-Lot. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Buy some titty lotion.